this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing? How you doing? A gut punch in the Champions League against PSG, 3-1. They do us dirty at home again. The French rats. I hate them. Hate them more and more every match we play them. Didn't take our chances. Fred gets a red. Horror show stuff, sir. We're headed into the last match of the group stage with everything to play for.
Look, I'm without speech. I'm speechless, sir. They are who we thought they were. They were a bunch of baby bitches. PSG, we had them, sir. We absolutely had them coming out of half. We were balling out. Cavani hits the post. Martial, he can't hit the broadside of a barn. At the moment, it's tough to see us play that well, concede, and I would have no problem scoring an extra goal. But then Fred makes another rash challenge, which was many he made on the day. It was clear that Ole had to yank him, sir. To lose the way we did, to collapse in that time period, it just adds a little extra salt into the wound. Any other day, I could just say, hey, look, we played well, not our day, probably lose by a goal. But going man down, giving up the extra goal, goal differential might matter here at the end of it. It may or may not. I actually haven't done the math. But at the end of the day, that Fred rash challenge, that says it all.
No, that's what people are going to be talking about. But I'm going to be the other voice because I saw a lot of good football played by Manchester United today. It's the same story from early in the season. We didn't take our chances. But for most of this game, we were the better team. It was nerves that got us down. So Martial not finishing, Cavani hitting the post, and then Fred losing his head, Ole not making the sub. Whatever you chalk it up to, we have to just move on from there because we got big matches coming up. West Ham's a huge match, and then all we need is a draw at RB and we win because we do have goal differential. We are top of the group as it stands. So that being said, this happens. There are bumps in the road on the way to making it through the Champions League group. It's not always easy, and this is a tough one. So it's not over yet.
Well, the only way goal differential could come into play is if and actually it wouldn't matter because PSG would draw Istanbul, we would draw Leipzig, and then there'd be a three-way tie. And regardless on that, there'd be no change in goal differential. So actually, I'm going to correct my statement. The extra goal probably doesn't matter at the end of the day. But sir, I'm not saying we didn't have our chances. We played well. Manchester United played very, very well. The problem is, you know, when you make certain mistakes at this level in the Champions League, this isn't Europa League. This is the Champions League. This is big boys. We're playing with the big boys. We're playing PSG at home. We need a point or a win to advance. It matters to this club. We really need to advance. We need to get out of this group. It'd be a crime for us to beat PSG, Leipzig, lose to Istanbul away. I mean, it's complete muppetry if you really think about it. It's so frustrating to be a United fan. Like Keane said, being a United fan is bad for your health. At the moment, it is because we had it, sir. It was in our hands. We're just taking it to them. And then we give up a poor goal, probably offsides. And then Fred makes another rash challenge. And after the headbutt, you knew PSG. The reason isn't Fred. And blame goes on Ole because PSG was going to troll Fred to get the second yellow. You knew it. It's just the way it goes. If you watch the game, you know that you know the type of players PSG are. They're snakes. They're going to get the second yellow out of Fred. I knew it was a matter of time. And he's doing that job in the middle. We have so many backups on the bench. I would have pulled him at half. That was a Fergie move. You see it. It's going to happen. To let it go to the 70th minute, that's inexcusable from the manager. And at that point, the game was lost. We could have come back and tied. That decision for me is that's the mistake at this level you cannot make. That if we don't make it out of our group, it's probably because of that decision.
Hey, Ole put his faith in the players, and some players today let him down, right? Cavani did a lot of good stuff, but Martial missed his chances, and I think he put the onus on Fred. Fred had earned that spot. He has been very solid this year. We have to give him credit where credit is due. I admit, right, like loses his head with the first one. It could have easily been a red. It's shaky from there. He did play decently well at the end of the first half. But you have to know the mentality. You're right. It's like PSG are a bunch of wind-up merchants, especially Neymar, especially Mbappe, the other Brazilians. Like, they're going to go after him, and they did, and it worked. Probably should have hooked him for Matic, but you have the work rate. You need someone with that energy, so I get why he kept him in, but Fred let Ole down in my mind.
No, I do think he did, but it's also you got to know the player, right? And I do think Fred played a great game. I honestly think he played great in the middle of the park. He was all over the pitch, exactly what you want. But when he's got a yellow and it's this big of a game and it's, you know, it's 1-1 really at half, and you got to be thinking that Fred yellow, does he have the composure to not get that second one? And I actually, my gut would say no. I can't trust him out there. Maybe 10 minutes. When he came out at half, I was like, okay, Ole's going to hook him in the 60th. I was going to tweet, and he didn't. I think a lot of people were calling for it. And as a manager, when he gets shown that second red, that's on Ole. He pushed it, and he paid the price. And that mistake at this level, as a fan, it's just tough to lose in the fashion we did. I think there's a little extra here for me as a fan, because it's one thing to get played off the park. We went to Manchester United, we went to Old Trafford, we watched PSG come into our house, and they just bossed us across the pitch. They beat us 2-0. That's one way to lose. This way to lose hurts more, because arguably we should have been 3-1 up, should have been playing defense, should have been qualifying at home today. And when you put in that type of performance and you don't get it, it just hurts, sir.
It does. And I think the players, they feel the same way. You know, they know that they played well. They know they deserved at least a point out of today. They were a solid side. They brought it to PSG. We came out shaky at the beginning of the first half. We should get into it, sir. And once we started like actually playing our game, we could play through them. It was just that we couldn't unlock it in the final third, right? We were on the brakes a lot, and we just like made the wrong pass. So we didn't even have as many chances as we should have had. And the ones we did have, we didn't take. So we have to learn from this. Our coach is getting better. Our players are getting better. It's a young squad still, and I think it's step by step, baby. It's a journey, and this team is maturing, and this is part of the journey. You got gazumped by a PSG full of jokers, and they got us. And then, you know, so we move on from here, and we got to learn from it.
No, I totally agree, but you got to learn from it. There's only one game, and we got to go away to RB Leipzig, and they also came back in the 92nd minute, scored a goal against Istanbul to win it. Now imagine the wind in their sails with that game. With us, hard to say how the boys are going to interpret this one, but I hope they come out kicking strong. It's all in RB Leipzig, but if we don't make it out of this group, that is going to be hard. That's going to be hard to look at these games, how we've played, to knock it out of our group. That would be a tough pill to swallow for me.
Yeah, it would. So let's talk about it in a week, because we'll know in a week.
Well, I'll talk about it in a week. A lot of football, sir. Quick PSA for the podcast. You can support us on Patreon, sir. Patreon, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We have a bunch of behind-the-scenes content. We post a lot of our designs before they come onto social media, as well as we have a monthly exclusive Patreon podcast. There's 4 tiers. You can sign up from anything from $1 a month to $20 a month. Big shout out to Ulrich Bolson and Alvaro Lacayo, Stretford End supporters. They just signed up this week. Thank you so much. It's a great way to support the podcast, help us keep the lights on here in the bunker. Check out our blog, www.AmericanRedDevils. Amazing fan-generated content for fans, by fans. We're signing up some more fan contributors. It's our website. We want to host fan opinions. If you want to write about something, reach out to us, AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com. We also have an awesome store there. You can click on store. Check out our scarves, our shirts, our stickers, everything there. If you don't want to part with some cold, hard-earned cash to support this podcast, drop a review on iTunes, sir. Leave 5 stars, some cheeky banner. It goes a long way. The number one way we're found is on iTunes, although Spotify is growing. Shout out to everyone who tweeted us the Spotify listen rankings. A lot of people were the top podcast they listened to on Spotify. Really appreciate you guys are the real MVP. Sir, we touched on it. Let's jump in. Manchester United 1, PSG 3. Old Trafford, game week 5, Group H, Champions League, starting 11. World number one, De Gea comes back. Lindelof, Maguire, center back pairing. We had Aaron Wan-Bissaka on the right, Telles on the left. We had Fred McTominay midfield, Bruno at number 10. Then we had Martial on the left, Cavani up top, and Rashford on the right. Sir, what'd you make of that lineup?
I was very excited when I saw the starting 11. You know, we were changing it from when we played PSG in Paris, opting out of the back three to do the back four. I thought this was more aggressive, taking it to PSG, which I wanted United to do. After the last time we played them, we could hang with them all day. So I was encouraged by the starting 11, and especially the attacking 10 of that front four, sir, the Martial, Cavani, Rashford, Bruno triangle, or square.
No, I thought this was a good lineup. I like the front three, Martial, Rashford, Cavani. Clearly, I think Martial is the man to score the goals. Unfortunately, it's just, you know, not his day. And we shall jump into it. First half, United look nervous coming out. Passing is a bit scratchy, as Sir Alex would say. And in the 6 minutes, sir, it was a rough start for the boys.
Benzi trying to get the ball as quickly as possible to Mbappe, who's isolated here with Alex Telles. Neymar, Mbappe. And the shot came off Lindelof. It'll come for Neymar! Early strike for Paris Saint-Germain. Neymar, who got the winner from the spot against Leipzig last week, has scored.
It's a dream start for PSG, and it's that combination, the two main man, Mbappe coming in off the left flank, dragging it all the way across the pitch, goes to the strike. It's not the best shot, it's not going in, it's a fortunate deflection, but as cool as you like, just waited for the ball to drop. It's an incredible...
Look, it's pretty unlucky shot from Mbappe, deflected right to Neymar, a tight angle... You know, it was a very tight angle, and he finished well. Telles kind of floating. I think Telles could have been on it a little more. Unfair, though, to United to really criticize them. It was a lucky deflection from PSG, similar to their second goal.
No, it's true. Lucky bounce. Defense probably wasn't settled in that first 5-10 minutes. We looked a little nervous. So, hey, I hope that would wake them up. It seemed to wake them up. United certainly played better after conceding the goal, but it's an ugly one to concede and an unfortunate one as well.
No, absolutely. And to, in a game where, you know, sort of win and you're in, to get let a goal early, it was one of those, you know, I just felt, you know, we played the midfield too, Fred McTominay, you're kind of setting it up, you're ready to go, I think, at the back, and to concede early was just tough. I think that's the story of this United side. We talk about it, the Ferrari, 16-year-old driving a manual Ferrari, doesn't know what he's doing. And this car, it's like, why are so much adversity? Why are we always coming back? It's we do it the hard way every single time. I think that is really the theme, is that you see greatness from this side and in spurts and fits, and it's never really consistent. And even Ole's mentioned consistency. 11th minute, great save from David De Gea. Great to see him back on form. 16th minute, United start waking up better. Nice 1-2 between Rashford and Bruno leads to a decent effort. And 21st minute, Fred the Red. He wanted to see red all day. Little headbutt here, PSG. Sir, you'll give your take. I'll give mine.
Yeah, I don't know what Fred was thinking. You know, you give PSG anything that they can make into something, they will. They'll make a meal out of it. The player that went down like he took a sniper rifle in Warzone. But Fred should know better. And then, like, he looked like he was agitated after the fact. He couldn't be calmed down, so... Not good from the Brazilian. He was lucky that it was only, you know, I actually thought they might give a yellow to the PSG player for diving. So that was my take on it.
My take was clearly I saw, I didn't see it full speed. Then they showed the VAR replay and I thought straight red. Clearly his head moved towards the PSG player. It wasn't enough for the theatrics afterwards. I think that's always the case, obviously, against PSG. But the motion, the kind of vigor in it, to me, that straight red. If you look at the Martial on Lamella, the hand on Lamella's face, that was nothing compared to this, and Martial saw straight red. Fred, for me, after this one, since he got a yellow, I was like, he's got to come out off at half because it looks like the PSG players are winding him up. Either way, we'll move on. 30th minute. Shoot, Rashford with magic feet finds Martial, but he doesn't pull the trigger. Another great chance for Martial. And Rashford there up front, but Martial is not coming off for him. And then Manchester United, we clap back, sir, 32nd minute.
Run Bruno Fernandes off, and it's come here for Anthony Martial. Just palmed away by Keylor Navas, kept alive for Rashford, and Keylor Navas couldn't deal with that. And Manchester United on terms. Poor goalkeeping by a very good goalkeeper. Marcus Rashford's low shot squirmed past Keylor Navas. I know who'll know, a former England goalkeeper, Rob Green.
Yeah, it's a bit of sustained pressure, as he's saying, and he decides to get rid of the ball, parry it out wide. He does that successfully. It's Danilo, who's been everywhere. He's there for that one as well, and it's a deflection that does him, I think, diving away to his right.
I mean, Martial with a great shot, then the follow-up from Rashford, deflection and a goal, kind for United. 1-1, I think that was about what this game was.
No, I would agree. Kind from United, but you could say the same for PSG's first goal. Not less than they deserve, though. I mean, we were certainly turning the screws a little bit after we conceded. So good to see Rashford and Bruno, especially in this game, were looking very sharp.
45th minute, great run from Bruno Fernandes. Thought this was another goal. Can't get the ball to Cavani. Bruno was kind of, the final product was, he does that a lot. He tries a lot, doesn't come off. But this one, I think United should have gone in up a goal. Tough one for United. Going into half, I was feeling good. I thought we were the better side. At least we had the momentum with us. How are you feeling?
No, I felt the same way, especially the way we finished the first half, right? It wasn't just that chance. There were a couple breakaways where maybe that front four isn't used to playing together enough, and we got to, like, you know, just get some games in them. But it was a little rocky, and that one was a good opportunity like that. So you didn't want to mess with it. Fred was the nerve. You know, everybody was worried about that, of course. But I was encouraged by the state of play from this starting 11. I thought they were creating a lot, so I wanted to push on in the second half.
Absolutely. This was going to be a great half of football. Both teams need it. United, like, Ole's not going to sell for the draw. PSG pushing for the win. Let's get into it. 48th minute, massive chance for Martial. A nice break. I think those are the heel. Back heel from Cavani finds Martial pretty much wide open. There was a challenge coming in that could have put him off, but this one is the chance, probably, right?
It is, because he either has to finish or pass right back to Cavani, who would have almost had an open net. But Martial had a couple big ones where that's the game, right? You get this goal to open the second half, and you can just kind of sit back and then counter to PSG, which would be the best case scenario.
But in all fairness, I mean, we're going to get into 51st minute. Rashford whips in a good ball for Cavani. Can't get on the end of it. I love the near post movement from Cavani. That's excellent. 56th minute, United break, but Bruno picks out the wrong pass. Poor from Bruno. I mean, this is kind of more of what we saw at the end of the first half. And here, this is the crime. 57th minute, Cavani with an amazing chip, hits the crossbar, falls right to Martial. And this is where we saw the Rashford fake shot earlier. You got a feint, pull it back to the left, and then finish. He just blasts it. Defender blocks. I mean, this one as well. The 48th minute, the 57th minute. This happened, sir, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I just had that feeling in my gut. And I'm saying, I've seen this movie before. I know how this works. The footballing gods are like, this is our chance. We had the first 15 minutes coming out second half. The momentum's on our side. Everything's going our way. PSG are there for the taking. We're getting the chances. And if you don't finish these chances, you will lose the game. It's the way it works. It's karma. The footballing gods are the perfect. And this is what happened. After this, I knew it. I knew it. There was going to be no draw. PSG would pip us.
Oh, I'm with you. Because I've seen this movie over and over again. And if you create chances like that that are so clear cut, where it's almost like, what the hell are we doing, guys? How are we not going to score? You lose confidence, and all of a sudden the other team gains confidence, and it just flipped because we should have scored 3 goals in the opening of the second half.
Yeah, and it's an ebb and flow to the game. So it's like, this is heavy United, then you know it's going to come, PSG is going to come on, and yep, they came on. PSG, 64th minute, huge chance. Marquinhos pops it over. You know, scrappy defending from United. We were a little disorganized there. 66th minute, the game's getting stretched. Rashford rounds the keeper, can't find anyone. 68th, Dave saves. I mean, you're starting to see the game. It's like, wait, back and forth, back and forth. De Gea. This was a great save from him. I thought this was a goal. And in the 69th minute, sir, somebody was going to let it in.
Hit by Herrera, and there's still a chance, and it's been poked in by Marquinhos, and there's no flag, and Paris Saint-Germain are back in front. The skipper has got the goal, a scruffy goal, but a vital goal for Paris Saint-Germain. Well, they'll take it by any means. It's no oil painting, is it? It's just a shank of a strike, and Cavani hanging around in the penalty area, in the 6-yard box, not stepping up, playing Marquinhos onside. They'll take it by any means.
It's a game of inches. You know, when VAR, the Lions came out with VAR, I thought he's off. Marquinhos' right foot. For some reason, they thickened the line there when they drew it. It didn't make any sense to me. I believe this was offsides, as VAR would see it. But, you know, we prayed to the VAR guys. They didn't save us here. It was really Cavani not jumping up that cost us. At the end of the day,
you talk about him hitting the crossbar on one side of the pitch, him keeping him on side the other side of the pitch, sir. It's just a game of inches.
It's a game of inches, and it's a cruel game sometimes because these were both what we used to call them when we played FIFA, like sloppy Joe goals, right? Just like ugly. The first one was ugly for them. I mean, ours was to a certain extent, it was a deflection. And then theirs, it just bounced right, arguably offside, and they get a goal. Sorry, he's coming, right? You don't take your chances. They're going to get a goal, and all of a sudden, the game is turned.
The deflection was off of a shot from who?
Tell me.
Ander Herrera. Who didn't get a deal from Ander Herrera? Ed Woodward. So, ipso facto, sir, X-Files music, play it. Ed Woodward is the reason why we lost this game, because he let Herrera go on a free to PSG. He hits the shot, deflected to Marquinhos. If Ander Herrera is not on that pitch, it's not happening.
Also, who's obviously getting Fred his second yellow? It's going to be wind-up merchant himself, Ander Herrera.
Yeah, and I don't like playing against Ander Herrera because all the activities, you know, all the extracurriculars on the pitch, him going down, pulling the socks up.
He's a PSG player now, right?
Yeah, I know. He fits right in, unfortunately. Sir, right after this goal, I wasn't sweating this because this is kind of against the run of play. It was a lucky goal. United, we've been peppering them. I felt really confident we would get a goal until our boy.
Tonight, but he's come forward. In the VAR age, we sometimes have to wait a long time. Now Fred's in trouble, and Fred's off here. Miscontrolled the ball, tried to retrieve it. Fred is dismissed. It gets worse for Manchester United.
In the space of seconds, 30 seconds, and it's just a poor touch. Herrera's onto him. He gets a touch on the ball, but he's out of control. And the Paris Saint-Germain players were waiting for this moment. They've been goading him all this second half, just prodding and waiting and
they
waiting.
They know, but you can't, like, there's no reason to make that challenge. There's no reason to make that challenge. So, yes, he got the ball, but he got the man, a lot of the man. It was very rash. It was reckless by Fred, and it was on a kickoff, and it was a miscontrol by him. So to say that, you know, hey, he got the ball, it's not like this was an attacking play by Mbappe. You had to make the challenge. This is just complete muppetry, unfortunately, from Fred. Really rash stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he probably should have gotten sent off for the challenge in the first half. I don't think this is a second yellow, but that's the way things go.
It's and a second yellow. It's
so same. He got the ball, and Ander Herrera made a meal of it and like barely got Ander Herrera, sir. I don't think that's a yellow. But
he made another one earlier where he actually, the replay, where he actually studded the PSG player. Dude, this should never have happened. Ole should have hooked him. So you're of the mind that Fred, this is not a red card in that Ole shouldn't have taken him off, or what's your opinion? That's what everyone's kind of debating about.
I'm off the opinion that Fred got sent off and let his manager down. So between the first offense and the first half, and the second, it was obviously enough to get sent off of the game. He lost his head. What, I don't know what the complication is.
No, I totally agree. But the frustration for me is this isn't one of those like the naughty red where you're like, oh, that's, you know, against Real Madrid, for those who don't remember, that was unfair. This is kind of like, you got lucky you didn't get a red, and then you're pushing it, and that's clearly not what you should be doing, especially we just conceded. We got to get our heads together. And then from there, it was really tough. And this is actually the best part of the game after the red, the fight the boys had, right? And that's where I'm going to always applaud the lads, even off the pitch if I was there, because when we went down to 10 men, it was really unfair and it was selfish from Fred, but every player on the pitch deserves to be wearing that shirt, including 74th minute sub Paul Pogba for Rashford, straight down the tunnel. Rashford, we'll get an update on the injury. 79th, Van de Beek and Greenwood on for Cavani and Martial. I didn't like Cavani coming off. What do you make of that?
I think it makes sense. It's like you need fresh legs. This game arguably is done and dusted. We got a lot of games to come. You don't want to blow up Cavani and Martial. And Donny and Greenwood, it's just a change of pace. And like at this point, you're so gassed because you're down a man playing against PSG. So why not freshen it up?
Hoofball, baby. That's why I leave Cavani on there. And we were kind of missing the height too, especially down a man. I think Cavani can add a threat up top, hold it up, maybe play it to Greenwood out wide. I like Cavani in there for some reason. 80th minute, Pogba blasted over from a free kick. Very close. Paul Pogba showing what he's got in his locker. 84th minute, Bruno has a header. Couldn't get enough on it. But United creating chances, digging deep. I saw Donny running. I saw Greenwood running. Bruno. Everyone on the pitch was like McTominay had a game. I mean, this is what you want to see from Manchester United. And the problem is, yeah, we have so many positives, but it's a L.
It's an L, and it's a tough L to swallow here, sir. 89th minute, United caught from a corner, and Mbappe should have squared it to Neymar, but misses it wide, and it was coming, sir. We were pressing everything in the kitchen sink. Footnote, Ighalo SC came on. Great to see Ighalo out there. That made me happy as well. And then the 91st minute, sir. Nail in the coffin, the frosted tips.
It can break away, and Manchester United are exposed, and Neymar's up with Mbappe. Mbappe may go it all the way. Well, they'll be hearing from Neymar. Oh, you may well smile.
All right, that was the first chance. We'll get to the goal here in a second.
And he ignores him. Might want it back.
All right, here we go.
Here is Mbappe. Instead, it's Rafinha. And here is Neymar. And that seals the deal for Paris Saint-Germain. 3-1. Stoppage time. They will win at Old Trafford again.
Look, that's it. 3-1, PSG take it. A game that was within our grasp, and mistakes were made both by players on the pitch, and I'm going to blame Ole for that lack of awareness to get Fred off of it. Sir, you know, you can't be making these mistakes. Can't be making these mistakes at this level with this much on the line. You know, it's a shame.
It's a high stakes game, sir. It's the ultimate game, many say. So hopefully they can learn from this. I have a feeling that we're going to see PSG again. They are a rival. They've become like a European rival of us, and I like that. The teams hate each other. McTominay getting in Neymar's face, like not backing down an inch. Like I liked what I saw out of Manchester United today. The most you can out of a loss. And it's crazy. I know there's gutted by the defeat, but this team showed a lot of heart, and we've oftentimes complained about a lack of heart out of Manchester United since Fergie has departed the club. And I did not see that today. Everybody put it on the line, other than the player that obviously made a huge mistake and got sent off. And even he did before he lost his head. So this team has to grow from this and kick off from here. And then RB, you know, put your money where your mouth is, bro. It's all going to come down to that. We still are in the driver's seat. We just need a draw. But can they do it when the stakes are on the line?
I think the theme is, Roy Keane said it, sir. Watching this team is literally bad for your health.
Yeah,
it's literally, you beat PSG, you beat RB, you're cruising to the knockout stage, and then it's like, you'll lose to Istanbul. And then it's like, and then you beat Istanbul, and you lose to PSG in like the most insane way where you're playing so great, and you have all the momentum. And, you know, look, hey, we got another match, sir. We always got another match. But let's break down the stats here. 43% possession to United, 57% to PSG. Shots on target, 5-6. Sir, we had 20 fouls, so they're 8. We were fouling them way more. Either way, it was tight. The possession, I don't think, tells the whole story. The away side has won all 4 UEFA Champions League matches between Manchester United and PSG. Unbelievable. Manchester United have now lost more of their 8 home games in all competitions this season than they did in the 28 matches at Old Trafford last season, sir. Unbelievable. Manchester United have lost 4 of their past 7 Champions League home games. That's great. We're going to win the Champions League on that.
We are.
As many as in their previous 52 matches beforehand. Unbelievable. Sir, these are bad.
No fans. I mean, no fans has got to impact that. I'm just getting
Get the excuse maker out here. Both of Manchester United's last 2 Champions League red cards have come at home to PSG. Pogba, the other in February 2019. Manchester United's Fred was the 48th different Brazilian player to receive a Champions League red card. Okay,
The Rashford one's good.
Marcus Rashford has scored more goals in 5 UEFA Champions League games for Manchester United this season than he managed in 18 appearances in the competition across his 2 previous seasons, 2017-18, 18-19. And Rashford is the first Manchester United player to score in all 3 of their home games in a single group stage in the UEFA Champions League since Ruud van Nistelrooy. Great company, sir. What do we know? Should we check in with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, the manager here, and his post-game presser? What do you think Ole has to say?
Let's find out, sir.
We actually have to pull up the video here. So,
give us a second, sir.
What I think Ole has to say is that we played well, but we didn't necessarily, you know, put up enough to be able to get the result. I actually think what Scholes and Rio Ferdinand had to say was pretty important. They were very happy with the game. They thought United created a lot of chances. And essentially that they should take some positives away from it. But let's jump in with the manager. Apologies for that.
And do you regret not taking Fred off at halftime, given what happened?
It was not a foul. So Fred played really disciplined second half. And when he makes a tackle like this, you can't fault the boy. We spoke about it halftime. That just be sensible. And he was. He played well. But of course, when you know the decision the referee made, maybe you look back and say maybe you should have. But there was no reason from his performance to take him off. Yeah, he was lucky to stay on first half, but that had no bearing on that the referee made a mistake there. So that's allowed. But Fred knows he shouldn't put his head towards someone, even
sounds
though
really
he doesn't touch him.
David McDonald.
Hi, Ollie. Do you not think, though, with Fred sort of treading a very dangerous line in the first half, and PSG clearly their players sensing that and really sort of doing their best to provoke him, do you not think it would have been a wiser decision to replace him given the options you've got in Matic, Pogba and Van der Beek?
You can't say Ander tried to provoke him. That was that's a bit unfair to Ander. The boys, I thought Fred kept his head and cool exceptionally well second half, and he was unlucky with that decision by the referee. So you can say in hindsight to have 11 men, of course that would have been better. But who's to say?
Samuel Lukhurst.
Well, I know David just said about the PSG players' conduct. Did you think it was quite unpalatable the way they surrounded the referee, their reaction to Fred's contact with Paredes? Because, as you said, he didn't seem to touch him that much.
I don't want to comment on the opposition's players. That's not my job, and that's Thomas's job. So I've tried to refrain from that, and the game is gone. So I think my players know my values and they know what I want from them, and I want honest players. Of course, Scotty could have gone down when Neymar grabs his gentler part as well, but I don't want them to. And oh, we've seen God. That before here at Old Trafford, some teams that drop very easily when they get touched.
All right, Ole, Mr. Nice Guy, sir. Apologies for not having the audio readily available, sir.
Nope. We'll do it live.
Yeah, we do it live here. We didn't have it pulled up. Alex pulled it up real quick. Look at that. You know,
so he split.
But you know, it's almost like we didn't need to hear what Ole had to say about Fred. I'm surprised that when they ask him, like, do you think that you should have taken him off, and he says, like, no, that was a bad call by the ref. I mean, I don't like that from Ole. It was obvious. It was his mistake. I'd rather he own it. But you know, he says he's an honest guy. He's got really good values. You look on his face. It's a poor poker face he's playing, and that's a lie coming out of his mouth about that call.
Yeah, I don't agree with you, actually. I think he's doing what he needs to do to defend his player. I think that feels like a Fergie move where he's going at the manager, going at the referee, because he's right. They could have lowered themselves to the PSG level, bro, and fallen down every single time. They made a meal of everything, and that needs to be keeping in context. So it's like Fred was disciplined in the second half. He was right. He probably should have got sent off in the first, but that didn't happen. He got a yellow, and the second one was very soft. But it is, you know,
it was his mistake for not taking him off, and that's where I think he should be like, yeah, in hindsight, you know, it was probably a better move to take him off earlier to avoid that situation. That's totally a reasonable answer, but you know, Ole, he likes to Ole, Mr. Nice Guy. Look, that's fine. You're not going to get the real deal from Ole, and I don't mind that. You can look at it's better than Klopp yelling at the Sky Sports, sir.
I think there's a German Tuchel was complaining his ass off on the sideline too about everything. Okay. So,
well, let's hear what Scholes and Ferdinand had to say post match. This is a little positive that we need to take away from the game as well.
Great football at times, some great chances. As we said about Neymar and Mbappe, the bits of quality they had were they decided the game really. But I also thought Marquinhos was excellent for PSG as well.
There's a lot of quality out there, wasn't there? Enjoyed. I mean, some great football, whatever the result.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Listen, obviously, I was here wanting Man United to win and get a result to go through. But listen,
the overrunning factor for me was it was a fantastic spectacle, a great game of football, tactically, yes, but also just to see the individuals on show and to put in the performances that they did, the little glimpses of touches had us off shouting and screaming, high-pitched voices here in the gantries looking at the game. So we had a fantastic time, but not the result Man United would have wanted, Ollie, but I think the performance, like Scoldy said, I think there'd be some elements in that you'd take some comfort from.
Bags of talent
from both teams. It was just sensational. In forward areas of the pitch at times, as Rio said, you're off your seat because it's so exciting. Some of the things Neymar does, and likewise, even Rashford for United as well, I thought he was brilliant at times. Okay, he did get his goal, didn't he? But some of the chances he created, the back heel from Cavani into Martial, another great chance we had. And
Martial had two massive chances.
Two massive chances, that we'll probably live to regret. But, you know, we're still in the group, aren't we? We've still got a chance. Yeah, what we need a draw in Leipzig. So, look, it's not going to be easy. They're a good team, especially at home. And we played really well there against them. But it's not going to be an easy place to go and get a point. But you'd expect them to do it.
Well, there you go. Paul Scholes, you know, a little composure there from him saying, hey, we played well. It's unfortunate. ARB basically won the game in the 92nd minute. It's unfortunate to give up that goal. It's unfortunate for Martial not to finish those chances. It's unfortunate for Fred to get the red, sir. A lot of things kind of went against us. The footballing gods not kind to Manchester United. That's why it's not good for my health watching this team, because there's so much that should have gone the other way. So close on so many fronts that today it's just like, it was just a tough day, like watching the RB, checking the score on RB Leipzig, Istanbul equalize. I'm like, yes, like that's like the best news ever. This game won't have as much pressure on it. Then RB score. Then we come out with all these chances. Then Fred gets the red, just the ups and the downs, sir. It's like, I need to take a nap.
Hey, good for your health. And we got no breaks coming, but Rio and Scholesy have been around the block. And they are encouraged by what they see, and I am encouraged by what I see. Like, some of the football you saw out there, minus the end product, was top-notch football. And I think we're going to see more and more of it as that front four plays more together, as Martial gets into form. You know, he was doing a lot of things well, except for scoring today. Greenwood's going to get back into it. Even Igalo hit a little flick when he came off for a couple of minutes. So I don't think he's going to get a lot of minutes. But that being said, this team has a lot of promise, and we need to make the most of the next match, sir, because it's a big one.
It just reminds me of like last season, the run-in, when we could have, like, it was at Southampton, they scored that goal in stoppage time to draw us, and then it came down to the last game against Leicester. It's like, it's always coming down to the last game. We never take the easy route, and you hope eventually the adversity makes you take, you do it right the first time. And unfortunately, like Roy Keane said, we are Group H. Let's break it down. Manchester United, 9 points. PSG, 9 points. RB Leipzig, 9 points. Istanbul with 3. Sir, as far as it goes, Manchester United goal difference, 6. PSG, 3. RB, -2. And Istanbul, -7. Istanbul cannot qualify. On the final day, PSG are going to be playing Istanbul. You assume that they're going to win. They're going to get 12th. Sir, then it comes down to Manchester United versus RB Leipzig. Like Scholl said, it's in their house. If we draw, we go through on goal differential at 10 points. We win, and we're in as well. So, similar to Leicester City at the end of the season, draw, win, you're in, sir. We got to pray to the VAR gods. We got to pray to the footballing gods that everything goes our way that day, because anything short of a draw or a win, we are out, and that would be absolutely devastating to play the way we played and not make it.
It would be. So let's hope we're not talking about that on next Tuesday. You know,
PSG is the toughest one.
It is.
But it's hard to play that good against PSG and then to get nothing, right?
No, but you got to take some away from this team. You know, as a United player today, some of the young players, even losing, there are like, you're learning to take away from this game. I mean, it's like a learning experience no matter what. We don't get the 3 points and it sucks, and we have everything to go do now in Germany. But it's a learning experience for the players, and we kick off from here, and we got to add more metal to the next game, that West Ham down in London in front of fans for the first time. Can't believe that.
Look, that's a big hit. We'll get into it, sir. There's always a next match. West Ham versus Manchester United, a London stadium. Yes, fans will be in attendance Saturday, December 5th, 9:30 a.m. Pacific. Nice kickoff, sir. Not the 6 a.m. Against West Ham, we've won 66, drawn 32, lost 45. West Ham has had a
good bit of form under guess who?
David Moyes, tactical genius.
The tactical genius of David Moyes. Manchester United have only won one of the last five matches versus the Hammers. Two draws, two losses. And West Ham have won their last two Premier League home matches against Manchester United. That's not good, sir. That's not good. But again, we got another must win, sir. Given our fixtures coming up in December, we have to win this game. And Manchester United have won their last eight Premier League away matches, their longest such winning streak in their league history. That's unbelievable. They're now looking to win their first five matches on the road in a single league campaign for the first time since 1985-86. Sir, I was born in 1985. That's good luck. And Bruno Fernandes has scored in his last five Premier League away matches. The last player to score in six consecutive away appearances for the Red Devils was Dennis Law in March 1964.
That's elite company. Elite.
The West Ham, the Amas. They were founded in 1895 as Thames Ironworks and reformed in 1900 as West Ham United. They moved to the Bowling Ground in 1904, which remains their home ground for more than a century. When they were founded, the first U.S. Open's men's golf tournament in Newport. I don't even know what that is. Englishman Horace Rollins won the inaugural U.S. Open and beat Willie Dunn of Scotland by two strokes. Babe Ruth was born, and the British inventor Bert Akers patents the film and camera projector. So West Ham's pretty old. That's all I got to say. You know,
the Hammers go way back, sir.
Now we got the video on our phones. It's a crazy ride, sir. West Ham have been winners of the FA Cup three times in 64, 75, and 80, and have also been runners-up twice in 23 and 06. The club have reached two major European finals, winning the European Cup Winners' Cup in 1965 and finishing runners-up the same competition in 1967. If you know West Ham, you know Green Street Hooligans, great movie. You should watch it if you like football. It's all follows the Hammers. Three West Ham players were members of the 1966 World Cup final winning England team. Sir, you got me going here on the agenda hardcore. We're going deep into West Ham.
So yeah, it runs deep. You know, I just wanted to make sure that all United fans are...
I'm losing my voice. Sir. I'm losing my voice.
Luckily, the physio room list is short these days.
I'm dying here.
You're doing a hell of a job.
You know what I was doing before this? I was moving. I was literally like... moving stuff into our new house, sir. I'm like, Frank.
You're doing great, sir. Just like this United team.
Pod never, and that's with that loss. You know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling extra spicy on this pod, it's because I literally was moving before I showed up, and I'm like, I got to talk about this game. Okay, Hammers. A little history about the Hammers. The club has a longstanding rival with Millwall, sir. You've been to a Millwall match.
So don't go. Give me some advice. Don't go to Millwall. That's a rough crowd. It was like a 2 p.m. game. I don't think I've ever heard so many profanities in public.
See you next Tuesdays. West Ham adopted their claret and sky blue color scheme in the early 1900s, with the most common iteration of the claret shirt, sky blue sleeves, first emerging in 1904. I like their kit. Hate David Moyes, but they do play at the London Stadium now, so they did leave their Boiling Ground eventually. Sir, physioroom.com. Injuries, Phil Jones, where are you? Luke Shaw. So, yeah, that's it. So, everyone to pick from. Obviously, Luke Shaw, he's important. Of all the players who are injured, he's one. But, again, Luke Shaw frequently injured, though. He's always having these 6-8-week injury spells. Given those injuries, you know the Hammers. You heard the history, sir. U.S. Open. What's your lineup?
Sir, I'm going to switch it up a bit. This is who I got. I got Hendo in net. I got a back four of AWB, Lindelof, McGuire, Telus. I'm going to do midfield, Matic, Fred, Pogba, and a front three of Donny van de Beek, Greenwood, and Martial. I want to rest Rashford and Bruno for the must-win game. For me, it's a must-win. I know we got a draw, but against RB the following Tuesday. Who you got?
Dave saves world number one in net. Wan-Bissaka, McGuire, Lindelof, Telus, Pogba, McTominay, Bruno, Rashford, Cavani, Greenwood. 4-2-3-1. I think that does it against West Ham easy, and then we do it against Red Bull again. Booking the bookies, West Ham +260, the draw +260, Manchester United +105. So West Ham coming in on good form. So be careful. There's not an easy match in the English Premier League, you know. And sir, this is gonna be one. We need 3 points.
No, it's not. You know, it's not gonna be a blowout, and it's not gonna be easy going because they're a hard team. They play well. Declan Rice is a solid player. They got Michael Antonio. They got Holler. And David Moyes is always looking for revenge. You know, he's got that fat severance sitting in his bank account from when Manchester United fired him. And he always wants to beat his old side.
Martial, Fernandez, Cavani, Rashford, all plus 500. Ighalo plus 550. Greenwood plus 600, sir. Dan James, 950.
Sir, Facundo Pellistri and Paul Pogba have the same odds of scoring first.
Plus 1,200. Unbelievable.
Who's scoring next?
I would bet Pogba over Facundo all day.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, given those are the bookies' odds, what is your score prediction?
3-0. United, back to winning ways. We keep it going in the league, and we crush the Hammers at home in front of their 2,000 home fans.
Sir, I hate to say it. 1-1. This is a draw. I don't think United are going to be able to get the win. I predicted the draw against PSG. It was an L. Probably should have been a draw. I'm looking at you, Fred. This one, I just you look at the way the bookies have the odds. You look at the slot. We're all going to be thinking about RB. And again, they could beat us too. So this is just, I'm just obviously wanting United to win more than anything. I think United should be able to do it. I just think this is a really tough spot. If we have that RB game, they're going to be thinking about that. I think Ole, his rotation decisions, I don't think are always the best. That could put us on the back foot, and it could be a comeback city again for a point or maybe three. I think 1-1. It's going to be a tough match, sir. It's going to be a tough match.
They always are. I like what you said. There are no easy matches in the Premier League. It's true. And especially with the schedule we have and, you know, the start that the Hammers have had. I believe they're above us in the table at the moment. So cannot be taken lightly. They're a solid squad. They're playing well at the moment. And we need to go in and get a convincing result so we can kick on to the Champions League win that we will get against RB.
Sir, United in the news. Up. That was UCL music, not United in the News. Sorry, you know what?
Nope. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
There we go. United in the News. Premier League clubs banned from signing international under-18 player under new Brexit. That's right, Brexit rules. Per the Independent, Premier League clubs to be limited to 3 under-21 signings per transfer window, with all foreign players subject to a point-based threshold to be eligible to play in the UK. Sir, that is a big deal.
Big deal.
They're not going to be able to sign foreign players until they're 18 under new regulations. That is huge. Clearly, you know, Sir Alex, he made the best of recruiting players young internationally. Facundo is one of those, you know.
Paul Pogba was one of those at 16, right? So there, we went on a bit of a run the last couple of windows, buying up young players all throughout Europe. And this is why, because Brexit has shut the door on all this talent. Now
it will shut the door. It hasn't been
quite. It was shut in January, right?
Brexit hasn't been agreed to as far as I think. Every time I look at the UK news, it's like 38 days until something with Brexit, but I don't think they're exiting anytime soon. They always kind of do it, then they don't do it, and then they do it, and then they kind of don't do it. So as far as when this happens, we don't know, sir, but you know, it will happen. It's going to happen. And this will be a big, it will be a big shift here. The good news is, USA players can't sign until 18 anyway in Europe, unless they're dual passport. So this kind of levels the playing field for our sons if they want to play for Manchester United at the end of this long con.
So there you go. Maybe by the time our sons are eligible to play, they're back. You know, UK will be back in the EU. Who knows? A lot can change between now and then. But this is—it's not good. Whenever it happens, because it's going to limit our ability to bring in young talent before they are, you know, at a massive premium. What's going to happen is all the. These players are going to go to the Dutch league or the French league or the German league, and United or City or Liverpool are going to have to pay top dollar when they're over 18 to come into the league. So it's
but they make top dollar, so it's I'm not really worried that much.
There you go. You know, I'm worried.
I'm not worried. All right, next one. Brighton's white in three-way tug of war. Apparently, Brighton's got a defender everyone wants. Tottenham, Chelsea, Manchester United. We want them. Ben White is the defender, 23, been playing well in the Premier League. He's got the old English fade. He looks the part. Sir, is he the defender to replace the mighty Phil Jones?
Is that who he's filling up in the pecking order? Looks a solid player. I haven't watched too much of him, but I think Brighton started pretty well, faded a little bit. But Ben White, the problem is you buy anyone in the Premier League these days, the price that's demanded is going to be so high because it's the Premier League proven. So, you know, I think there's less legs in that because of that. You know, who are we really going to want in the Premier League? Are we willing to pay 50 million plus for Ben White? I doubt it.
Hard to say, sir. Next bit of news. UEFA to propose radical changes to the Champions League group stage, with teams to play 10 matches, 5 home, 5 away, in one big league table as they aim to end talk of another breakaway competition. We heard of the conspiracy by the Glazers. to do the breakaway league, the Super League, to replace the Champions League, essentially, and UEFA are kind of clapping back, and they're going to basically go to the Swiss system to have teams compete in a league table. A team would play 10 matches against random opponents, and the top 16 teams would then get into the knockout stage. Interesting way to do it. I don't know how that's different from the group stage. Sounds exactly like the same, except you probably play not the same opponent twice, home and away, but that seems more fair. I like the way they do it. It's got a World Cup vibe. We got the group of death. You know, I like the home and away. This is the most fair way to do it. You know, because then you add in the whole, like, I get an easy team at home, I get a hard team away. I don't know if I like it that as much. Seems a little more scrambled eggs. What do you think?
No, I mean, I think they're just looking to grab more cash, baby. That's it. Add more games. I don't know where there is a capacity. I mean, fans always want to watch more games, but I don't know how the players fit more games in. So I don't want to change the way it is. I like you said, I like the group element to it. I like the group of death. And what, 10 Champions League group games instead of 6? I don't know. Just more matches.
All right, sir. Fan questions. The Twitter sphere is hot. I'm just
boiling,
just dipping my toe in here at Blickstro on Twitter. Quote, Martial needs to hit his chances. He's been in a funk for quite a while, and a proper manager would introduce some competition / drop him. Ole holds us back. 12 years managing and still learning on the fly. The Fred situation, inexcusable. Substitution has long been an OGS issue. I have to agree on the sub point. I really think that Ole needs to be subbing. His subs, I've always questioned his subs. I mean, clearly I don't question against Southampton. Maybe I think he got that right.
He goes right.
That was he got an A+ there, but you'd have to grade it every game. And here the grade would be very low on the PSG game.
Yeah, I mean, but I still hit it. Ole got some things wrong, but players let him down. Martial should have hit his chances. Fred shouldn't have gotten sent off. And Ole probably should have made the change. And I bet you now he's not going to trust Fred the same way, because before he hadn't had a red card. Now he has. He knows that in that situation, you pull him.
Yeah, and it is a shame because Fred has been playing well for United. What do you make of Martial being cold?
I mean, he was red hot for us last year. Huge part of why we finished third. I think you bench him, bring on Greenwood. You know, it's like, that's why you need competition in the lineup. I think he'll come good because he always comes good. Martial's a solid player, and he's a big part of our attack.
Yeah, he needs to get that mean mug back. He kind of needs that piss and vinegar. I think Martial is like a Rooney. You got to bench him when he's not doing well. He gets all fired up, and then you unleash the beast, unleash the Kraken, sir, as they say. At Briquette Mets here, quote, bad officiating to send Fred off, poor finishing, blah, blah, blah. The real killer is that we should have taken advantage of our trip to Istanbul. Nothing you can do now except dust yourself off and smash Leipzig 5-0 again. We go. That is a good tweet. I tweeted it out as well. I said all this drama because we couldn't beat Istanbul away. You look at RB and you look at PSG. They struggled there too, though. They did struggle against Istanbul.
I mean, RB let them back into the game today. They were up 3-1. Then it was 3-2. Then it was 3-3. And they got a great goal to get the winner, but... You know, we lost there, so we're all ruining that. But at the end of the day, they're not that easy to beat, and it's a hard trip to Turkey. That's a long flight.
It's not quite Kazakhstan. At Todd Zolski here, at T Zolski on Twitter, quote, what makes this loss sting is that we backed ourselves into a corner now. One game on a game after looking like a genius, Ole with a major blunder. Yeah, I would say he looked like a genius with the subs and turning it around on one game, and then he looks... you know, kind of like a fool, not hooking Fred. Everyone knew it. I mean, it was something where, as a manager, if you don't hook him and he gets that red, it's that decision. Like you said, everyone's going to talk about it. And it's that killed the game. It really killed the game. We had no chance getting back in after that.
I mean, the team showed a lot of heart afterwards. It's very hard to get back into a game after you're down and a man down against a big team. So I think Ole... let us down a little bit, but his players let him down. It's a combined effort. There's never one person to blame. It's a game and it's a team.
At United Dondo, quote, how does a man who made his career off of being a sub not know when to make subs? Poor finishing again today. We should have killed the game off earlier. We make things so difficult for ourselves. It's unbelievable. I have to agree there. At JDW300, quote, Martial missing his chances has to stop. He shouldn't play against West Ham or against Leipzig. Needs a reset. Fred just unraveled before the world. PSG baited him and won. I like the way Pogba came on and played like he had something to prove, but Donny van de Beek not starting was a travesty. I do think Pogba looked good. Van de Beek obviously looked great when he came on, but I think the draw gets you in, so you,
That's why I don't think you put Donny and you do the diamond again.
There's a lot of games to be played, right? We have a big game on the weekend, and you know what? We don't have to win against RB. So it's just like, let's take one game at a time. Everybody is fired up because we lost to PSG, but we could have won that game. And when we lost 2-0 at home, sir, we went to that game. We got blown out of the park. We could have lost 5-0 in that fucking game. David Haya kept us in that game. So there's always context, right? I know everyone's freaking out, but it could have gone a lot differently.
I totally agree. And I have to agree with that JDW300 that Martial probably needs a bench. I think that'd be good for him. At Charlie underscore Ferris, quote, bad omen from the start when the feed on CBS cuts out.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even talk about that. Like, we've rant against streaming service, but CBS All Access switched the feed. First of all, you have to click all 8 feeds to find out which one is the Manchester United game. Then, when you finally find the Manchester United game, it switches to the Barcelona game, and then I finally figured it out to watch the Barcelona game, to watch the Manchester United game, and then they switched it back, and then I come back, United's down a goal. I mean, like, could have been, that was a bad omen from the start.
CBS All Access. I mean, what do you mean? Yeah, I got booted, and then I couldn't get back in for 10 minutes, so I missed the goal as well. But reseeing it, it's classic United goal this season, unfortunately, right? A little bit of bad luck, and then just left ruin.
To continue at Charlie underscore Ferris's tweet, quote, but United should have won the game. They had taken their chances. Martial continues to struggle to find his form. Only decision not to pull Fred at half bit him on the ass big time. Fate still in our hands, but this one stings. I think everyone thinks this one stings. Quote, at the Alex Davis 33, people are out here saying it's entirely on Ole. Yes, it was a mistake to leave Fred on, but the defending on the second chance was shambolic, and we missed some easy chances. He got the tactics right, just trusted Fred a little too long. I think that's right. I think he trusted Fred. Fred let him down. I mean, that was a lot of trust in Fred, and I just don't trust Fred as much as Ole.
I mean, he played well in that game, other than the headbutt and other than this second yellow, but he put a forward ball into space, like a ball I've never seen Fred play. Like an actual, like, advanced curving ball that was, I think, found Rashford and should have led to a big chance. So he did play well, but I think Alex Davis was right. It's like, Ole put a lot of faith in Fred, and Fred ultimately let him down. Ole didn't think it was a yellow, but it is what it is, and we move on from here.
All righty, we got a few more tweets here. At the only Corgi, quote, why can't Ole figure out how to rotate the midfield? Pogba, Van de Beek, Fred, McSauce, Bruno, and Matic. Do you think he relies on Bruno too much with Sir Alex? Bench Bruno and play Van de Beek or Pogba, sir? What do you think?
He's going to have to eventually bench Bruno. So yeah, he would. But he's also his talisman, and he like heartbeat of the team. So sometimes you got to ride the horse you got.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Fergie was so good at the rotation where, you could play 8 defenders in Arsenal and smoke them. I think his man management motivation was able to get players to believe that they could do it.
And he wasn't relying on one Bruno. He exactly. had like multiple Brunos. He didn't just have Roy Keane, right? He had like 4 or 5 like hard-nosed leaders that would kind of take up if one was, not in the game, injured, etc. So I think there are other leaders in this team, Rashford, Maguire, but they're going to need to step up because Bruno can only do so much.
No, but he could get like a squad player into a playmaker. He could turn Darren Gibson into like almost a world-class midfielder for a game. The way he can get players to turn up, unbelievable. One more tweet here at Jamal Mota, quote, another game where we missed too many opportunities. Last week we managed to pull it out, but you can't miss like that against top-ish teams. Need to be more clinical. Also, not sure why any player still thinks even a minor headbutt is going to be missed. I totally agree. I mean, we're living in the day of a VAR. Fred, they got a lot of HD angles. You can't be doing that. But you got to know a player. And when it comes to man management, Fred wears his heart on his sleeve, for better or for worse. I know that about Fred. And he does play well. Hard work rate, puts in a lot of challenges. He's all over the pitch. He can't shut it off. And that's why I think on a yellow in this type of game, on this stage, I just thought the risk was too much.
Yeah, and we paid the ultimate price, right? So there needs to be learnings all around.
No, I mean, sometimes your greatest strength is your greatest weakness, sir.
He played like real hot, right? And like the Brazilians on the pitch were kind of like feeding into him, and then Herrera was like the ultimate cherry on top. And there you go.
Hey, look, that's the pod. That's the game, sir. Cheer up, sir. Cheer up. I'm looking over here. Your shoulders are shrugged. You're like, you're sitting back in the chair. You got like, how you feeling? You just like,
can't wait for the West Ham game, sir. I'm excited. I think we're going to smoke them.
Sir, you're about as believable as always, presser. Here, let's look. It's been a real podcast, really. Thank you for supporting the American Red Devils. We are four fans, by fans. We are, dude, the pod never sleeps. Me and Alex watching these games, the ups, the downs, the passion. You hear it here, sir. We're living it. We're living it. It's just like one of those where you're like, can't talk about Fred's red card anymore. I think you're over it.
I'm over it. On to the next game. On to the next game. All right, we get it. Yes, yes. Should have hooked him. Well, what else? What else I got? Top downloads, baby.
Sir.
Should they have hooked them? Yes, I know. They should have hooked them. How many times can you say it?
Oh, look, it's your boy. Your Fred's your boy.
Big boy.
It's tough. You know,
big Fred guy.
If it wasn't for the ban on merch, you'd probably have a Fred zebra cat. I would imagine.
All right, Bruno.
Look, if you want to support the podcast, just me and Alex in the bunker doing everything, pulling the strings, patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. Check out our fan content, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. The blog is absolutely ripping. We have a store there. You can buy some merch. Draw 5 stars on iTunes. We're still doing sticker giveaways. Email us, AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com. Alex is absolutely gassed, sir. It's only the beginning of December. This guy can't get through this pod.
He's got pointed fingers. It's been a hell of a week. It's Wednesday?
Sorry, it's only the 2nd of December. We got a lot of fixtures, a lot of pods. So, you know, big up to all the fans who listen. We put everything into this podcast. We work so hard on it. You know, so that's why the reviews go a long way. Add fuel to the fire. Really appreciate it. Sir, we have some downloads, top downloads last 7 days. Get into these cities. I want to hear some enthusiasm, sir.
Number one, how you doing? How you doing? Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Number two, Washington, Missouri. Orlando, Florida. LA, California. Sir, keep us going.
Dong Hoi, Vietnam. Shout out to Vietnam. Bristol, Pennsylvania. Street, Maryland. Mansfield, Ohio. Sir, finish off the list.
Oslo, Norway at number nine. And last but not least, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Appreciate you. Appreciate all the downloads, all the American Red Devils listening in, week out, sir. Roy Keane said like it's sir. Not. It's not good for your health. This team will drive you to the edge.
He's back.
This team will take 20 years out of your life. Easy. Sir, I'll be looking to look at 60.
He's back. Alex is back. He was faded. He's back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give me another game, baby. Let's go. I'll talk another hour.
West Ham. Sir, you know what? I bet you West Ham is just as bad for our health as PSG and Southampton was. But you know what? Never say die. That's why we love Manchester United. We love this club, sir, as always.
We'll be kicking a blue. The one thing I want to say is kicking a blue. Kicking a blue. Kicking a blue. The one thing I want to say is kicking a blue. Roll the big dance. We've all